بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله والصلاة والسلام على أشرف الأنبياء وخاتم النبيين نبينا محمد وعلى آله وأصحابه ومن تبعهم بالإحسان إلى يوم الدين. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. In today's reminder, we just wanted to talk to you about an issue that we see that is pressing in a lot of our communities. Not only in our communities, but in our households. And this is the issue of individuals looking down on other individuals because they don't understand the same way that they understand. Or because of the fact that they do not have the same viewpoint as that other individual has. And this is not correct, especially when we talk about guidance. Because yes, a lot of other things you can pick up from books and there are things that, you know, people are just going to understand. But when we talk about guidance, regardless of how much you read, regardless of how many classes you sit in, regardless of how many lectures you listen to, guidance is something that does not come from anyone other than Allah Ta'ala. We get information from all of these other things, but guidance is something that comes from Allah Ta'ala. Guidance to that which is correct. Guidance to the straight path. This straight path that we constantly are asking Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala to put us upon. This is a gift that comes from the Lord of the worlds. We don't control this. And we shouldn't look down on other individuals when they understand things differently. Because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala just may not have given that person that bit of information that you have. Or may not have guided that individual to the correct understanding of that information, even if they have that same bit of information. You should look at the fact that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala opened your eyes and opened your heart to something that He may not have opened someone else's eyes to. This should cause you to be thankful to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and not be arrogant. Not look down at someone else and say, okay, well listen, I understand it. Why can't you understand it? It's clear. No, obviously it's not clear, because if it was clear, inshallah ta'ala, if the person is upon khayr or if the person is upon good, then the person would follow suit. But we give this person this husnul dhun, or this good thought, or we think good about this individual, and we say that this individual is mistaken because of the fact that he doesn't understand or she doesn't understand. We don't automatically look at them as though, okay, well, if I understand it, you should understand it, and if you don't, then you're just going against the Quran and the Sunnah. Because this doesn't necessarily have to be the issue. Now, we feel as though a lot of times, once we've explained to the individual what our position is and what our proofs and evidences are for our positions, whether or not they have proofs and evidences, it's irrelevant. We feel as though you have to follow what it is that I'm upon. Not only what it is I'm upon, but what I understand about what it is that I'm upon. And if you don't, something's wrong with you and your understanding. And again, it goes back to guidance. It goes back to this gift that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gives to who He pleases. Just because you sit and you explain to an individual something all day long, doesn't mean that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is going to open their hearts to it and give them the correct understanding. You're not of individuals who God, we are not of those individuals who guide people. We can call the individuals to that which is correct. We can show them our proofs and evidences. But the acceptance of these proofs and evidences and the correct understanding of these proofs and evidences are something that comes from Allah Ta'ala. Even look at what Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala, He told His messenger, Muhammad Alayhi Salatu Wasalam, about guidance. He told him in Surah Al-Qasas, verse number 56, إنك لا تهدي من أحببت ولكن الله يهدي من يشاء. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in this ayah, he explains something that we need to internalize. He says that verily you, O Muhammad alayhi salatu wa salam, he was talking to his messenger alayhi salatu wa salam. He said, verily you do not guide whom you like, but Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the one who guides whom he wills. Guidance was not at the hands of the Messenger of Allah alayhi salatu wa salam. It wasn't upon him to decide who was going to be guided and who was not going to be guided. He made the call. And this is all we can do, is we can make the call. We make dua for these individuals that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala opens their hearts to understanding and having a correct understanding of what it is that we're explaining to them. But it shouldn't cause us to feel like we're better than these individuals because we understand what they couldn't understand. It's not because of the fact that you understood it. It's because of the fact that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala allowed you to understand it. How many times have you seen individuals look at the same ayat and the same ahadith and understand two completely different things from the same exact proof? This is because of the fact that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gives the understanding to those whom he pleases. You should be thankful to Allah ta'ala. You should praise Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. You should increase in your worship because of the fact that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has granted you that which he hasn't granted other individuals. You can't force anyone to take your opinion. You can't force your opinion down someone's throat. What you can do is you can make dua for that individual. As we said earlier, you can call that individual to that which you see to be correct. But as far as looking at these individuals as though they're less than you, because they don't understand something, or because you feel as though that you brought enough proof and evidence to support what it is that you wanted them to understand. This comes back to our understanding about this guidance and where it comes from. No man has the ability to guide anyone else. We have information at our fingertips. That some people take this information and they understand it and they run with it. Other people take the information, and when the book gets put down, the information gets put down. Do you think that this has anything to do with an individual and their desires to understand this information? No. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has opened the first person's heart to this information and what this information leads to, and this is why you see them run with it. And to the second individual, may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala keep us all from being like that. It's just information to them. It's just like mathematics, it's just like science, it's just like whatever it may be. And this is because their hearts may not have been opened the way that your heart was opened. So as we said before, we're going to keep this reminder short. But it is important that we understand that we need to stop looking down on one another. And we need to start spending more time with one another, trying to explain to one another. When we find differences, if we can't explain it to an individual, we take them or take the situation to someone that may be able to. We don't automatically look at an individual and say, okay, well, listen, you're on it or you're off it. How can you not understand the proof is clear? Because it may or may not be clear. You don't know what that person understands or how they understand or what they've been taught to understand about that proof that you brought. And the correct understanding of these proofs and evidences, the correct understanding of these statements of the Salaf of this Ummah, only comes through the guidance of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and that nur that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala puts in an individual's heart. So don't look down on that individual, but make dua for them. Try harder with them. Don't give up on them, because you wouldn't want anyone giving up on you. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make us from those people who clearly and truly understand that the guidance comes from Him, and make us thankful for the guidance that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given us, as well as may Allah allow us to be of those people who have soft hearts and make dua for those people who may not understand up until this point in time, and forgive us for our sins. Ameen, ameen, Allahumma ameen. سبحانك اللهم وبحمدك وأشهد أن لا إله إلا أنت وأستغفرك وأتوب إليك.